I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the on each face, and I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love, and for these blessings we
without a doubt we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place.
Thank you, men, for that wonderful reminder of God's presence. And thank you, my friend, for joining me for the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. I'm sure you're aware that we're celebrating Mother's Day this weekend. You can't miss all the places along the highway selling, in their words, Mother's Day flowers. And then there's cards and chocolate and all sorts of other goodies that are marketed as Mother's Day gifts. You know, I'm deeply grateful for a mother who taught me about Jesus. Maybe you had that blessing too. At Heralds of Hope, we're so thankful that your prayers and financial support allow us to share the message of Jesus each week with so many people. Here's a testimony from a family in the country of Ethiopia who listened to our weekly Bible teaching programs in the Amharic language. Dear Heralds of Hope, thank you for the immediate response to call me back. This program is nurturing our spiritual needs. I am listening with my wife and children. My children are learning lots of spiritual thoughts from the program. And this program opens a door for discussion with my children while they are asking those questions. Thank you. Please send me more spiritual writings for further reading in order to improve my knowledge. You know, the war between Ukraine and Russia is something that fills the news. But there are many other conflicts going on in other parts of the world that we don't hear much about, and Ethiopia is one of those places. By God's grace and your prayers and financial support, we are able to send the message of peace over the radio waves in both the Amharic and Oromo languages. Truly, the only way to lasting peace is for people to come to know Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And what a privilege to share the message of hope and peace with them each week. I mentioned Mother's Day at the beginning of the program, so today's teaching will focus on motherhood. I hope you can stay with me as we look at the subject, a faithful mother. You know, I'm glad that our country still has a national day to recognize the value of motherhood. The Apostle Paul said in Titus chapter 2 and verse 5 that mothers are to be homemakers. So what we call stay-at-home moms were actually God's idea. At Heralds of Hope, we believe the Bible has a lot to say about the value of women, about what their roles are, and about the calling of motherhood. Motherhood is a high calling. That doesn't mean that single women are somehow of less worth, or that married women who are unable to bear children are somehow second rate. What we say about motherhood is no reflection on those women. Those are topics for another time. We simply acknowledge God's plan and the value He attached to it in His Word. So on this weekend, when we observe Mother's Day, we want to encourage you with a biblical example of motherhood. I hope you can stay with me for my study titled, A Faithful Mother. There are numerous examples of motherhood in the Scripture we could benefit from. For our time together in the Word today, I'm turning to Matthew chapter 15 and verses 21 to 28. Listen carefully as I read this portion of God's Word. That's Matthew 15, beginning with verse 21. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, Send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Now, before we begin looking at the life of this mother from Canaan and the admirable qualities that she demonstrated, I want us to look just briefly at the context of this account, or the setting of it. In the beginning of this chapter, the Pharisees are accusing Jesus and his disciples of breaking the tradition of the elders because they had neglected to wash their hands before they ate. And then Jesus responded to them by asking why they were breaking God's commandment to honor father and mother. He then pointed out to the disciples that cleanness is a matter of the heart, not merely a ritual washing of the hands. Immediately then, after Jesus teaches the disciples this lesson on uncleanness, he leaves the Jewish area and goes to Tyre and Sidon, which was a Gentile area. And here comes this Gentile woman from Canaan. According to the view of the disciples, she is unclean because of where she comes from. She wasn't a Jew, so she wasn't part of the in-group. Jesus uses her need as an object lesson for the disciples to reinforce what he had just told them about uncleanness. They needed to understand that uncleanness was not a matter of nationality any more than it was a matter of eating without ceremonial washing. No, Jesus said uncleanness comes from the inside out. It comes from an unregenerate heart. So let's keep that context in mind as we explore this text. Now, as we look at this portion of Scripture together, let's notice three characteristics of a faithful mother. The first characteristic is faith motivated her petition. As I mentioned earlier, Jesus left the area around the Sea of Galilee and went northwest into the area known as Phoenicia. And there he met this mother whose faith we observe in this text. She was a woman of Canaan, and this woman's daughter was grievously tormented and possessed by a demon. Now, if you're a mother, you can identify with this woman better than I can. As a father, I have daughters that I care very much about. But a mother's love is uniquely designed by God. So try to imagine the pain in this mother's heart as she saw her daughter bound by demonic power day after day after day, and she was powerless to do anything about it. She couldn't change it. Now, we don't know what all the manifestations were of this demonic oppression, but other portions of Scripture give us an idea of how these persons were tormented. What we want to notice is the faith of this Gentile woman, a faith that moved her to petition Jesus for healing. Somehow, she must have heard of Jesus and his power to heal. Otherwise, she wouldn't have risked the pain of rejection and humiliation. I believe her need most likely made her an outcast in her community. She was probably the subject of conversation among the women at the village well. They may have pitied her or quietly confided to each other that she must have done something wrong to deserve the wrath of the gods. Surely she must have felt the social stigma that was attached to her daughter's condition. So her need was great, but her faith was even greater because it motivated her to action. She came to Jesus with tremendous agony of spirit, and she poured out her petition in a simple sentence. O Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. Her mother's heart looked past all the pain of rejection, the whispered comments, and the sidelong glances. She had faith that Jesus could help her. So let's look at her petition. It's short and to the point. It's a cry for help from the depths of her very soul. It's a humble prayer with a confession of Jesus as Lord. Mark's Gospel tells us she fell at Jesus' feet with her request. It was a fervent prayer. She cried for mercy out of the depths of her own helplessness. And it's a prayer full of faith. Notice, there's no wavering here. She didn't say, "Lord, maybe you can help me." No, her faith was fixed on Jesus and on his ability to heal her daughter. Now, if you're a mother and a follower of Jesus, you probably know something about this kind of prayer. Maybe your child hasn't had a need as great as this daughter, and then again, maybe they have. But as a godly mother, you have lifted your children's needs to the Lord in prayer. Your faith in God and His power to meet your need motivated you to petition the Lord on behalf of your son or daughter. This woman's example should be a challenge and an encouragement to you. One characteristic of her faith was that it motivated her petition. The second characteristic is, faith demonstrated her persistence. This second characteristic of faith is where the woman's true character shines through. I want you to notice with me the first words of verse 23. Jesus answered her not a word. Let me ask you, how would you react to that lack of response? Do you think Jesus was being mean-spirited? That would be totally out of character for him. I believe he seems to be testing this mother's sincerity, and something else as well that we'll get to in a moment. Mothers, do you have a burden on your heart for a child of yours? Does God seem silent? Does heaven seem oblivious to your cries? I encourage you to take heart from the example of this Gentile woman. She didn't give up. Her faith was demonstrated by her persistence. The disciples didn't know what to do with her. They asked Jesus to send her away. Her persistence made them uncomfortable. They said, "She keeps screaming after us." So picture this. Here's this woman with desperate need, crying out for mercy. Jesus refuses to answer her, and the disciples are asking him to chase her away. And then Jesus speaks. He says that he has been sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You see, this leaves the woman on the outside looking in. As a Gentile, she doesn't qualify. But again, we see her faith enabling her to persist. She comes and she worships him. And this word worship describes her action as that of a dog licking the hand of his master. It's an acknowledgement of dependence, of gratitude, of reverence, and adoration. This mother's confidence in Jesus was the basis of her coming to him in the first place. And so even after his initial refusal to help her, she's still convinced he's able. And she cries out, "Lord, help me." Jesus responds again, "It is not good or proper to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." You know, I marvel at the persistence of this woman. Here was the ultimate put-down. If you were a Jew, you were special. If you were of any other race, you were referred to as a dog. I believe Jesus was teaching his disciples here. You see, this was a concept they would have grown up with, and it needed to be challenged. Jesus showed them that their thought processes weren't valid. Are you a mother with a deep concern for one or more of your children? Will God hear your prayer immediately? Yes, He will, provided you're in a right relationship with Him. Will He answer it in the way you want and in the time you want? Perhaps, but not necessarily, because He may be testing you. He may want to know if you're serious about what you're asking. Maybe there's pride in your heart that He wants to break. And He may want to test your motives. Are you concerned more for your son or daughter, or for your own reputation and what people think of you? If you're genuinely concerned for your child, your faith will demonstrate persistence. I personally know mothers who have wayward children they're deeply concerned about. Nobody knows how many prayers have ascended to the throne from their lips. Only God knows their anguish or hears their cries in the silence of an empty house, or the whispered prayers in the night, or the tears on their pillow. But their persistence is a living demonstration of their faith in God. So three times now this woman's request has been denied, first by silence, then by Jesus' mention of his exclusive ministry to the Jews, and finally by an apparent racial slur insinuating that she's a dog. Again, I marvel at the persistence of this mother. She wasn't going to be deterred. She wasn't going to be sidetracked or frustrated. She was like a hound on the trail of a rabbit. She had one focus, and that was to see her daughter restored. And so she responds to Jesus' comment in verse 27 by saying, "Yes, Lord, I know what you say is true, but the little dogs do get to eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." You've got to be impressed with her grasp of truth. It seems like every denial she experienced only strengthens her resolve. If you're a mother, let me encourage you, follow the example of this woman. Demonstrate the reality of your faith by your persistence. God is listening. He hears, and He will ultimately respond. The final characteristic is faith activates His provision. Look at verse 28. "Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." All that this mother had hoped for, all that she'd set out to accomplish when she came to Jesus, was now reality. Through silence, through rejection, and through insult, she wasn't going to be pushed away. She was going to receive what she had so tenaciously struggled for. Her faith activated the Lord's provision. So try to imagine her joy, her excitement, her love for Jesus. And you know, hers was a great faith, literally a mega faith. Not faith in herself, but faith in the object of her pursuit. If she'd had faith only in herself, she would have never come to Jesus in the first place. But she came out of desperation, out of helplessness, and she also came with the confidence that what she was not able to do, Jesus could easily do for her. And her faith was rewarded. You know, this truth of faith activating provision is demonstrated repeatedly in the Scriptures from beginning to end. We have examples of people who lacked faith and suffered the consequences, like the children of Israel who died in the wilderness because they didn't believe God could deliver them from the giants in the land. And then, conversely, we have examples of those who exercised faith and received God's abundant provision, like Deborah. When all the men wimped out, she stepped out in faith and led Israel to victory. Mother, Do you have faith in God? James reminds you in his epistle that those who petition God must do it in faith without wavering. That was the kind of faith this mother from Canaan had. Her actions demonstrated that her faith was firmly fixed on Jesus, and she was not to be denied. Now maybe you're thinking, but I don't have a need like this woman. That may be true, but every godly mother recognizes that being a mother is an act of faith. In yourself, you don't have what it takes to raise your sons and daughters in the fear of the Lord. If you think you do, I'm sure God will bring you into situations that will bring your pride and self-confidence crashing down. Only by trusting God completely, by exercising faith in Him, will you be able to fulfill the task of being a faithful mother. That's the secret of the success of this woman from Canaan. As I close, I have a few questions for you, and these questions are not designed to discourage you. They're just designed to make you think seriously. First of all, where is your faith? Has it motivated you to petition the Lord for His intervention? Or are you struggling along, trying to meet the need in your human effort? Has your faith been demonstrated in your persistence as you continue casting yourself and your need on the Lord, even though He seems silent? Are you worshiping Him from a heart full of obedience and trust? Is your faith activating God's provision? Have you experienced all that He wants to give you? Let me pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, I thank You for each one listening today and especially for each mother. Whatever their circumstance in life, may they be encouraged by the example of this woman of Canaan. May her faith be an example and a challenge to each one. Father, will You bless each mother with a renewed sense of dependence on You, and may each of us do what we can to encourage and support and honor godly mothers. We thank You for the great blessing godly mothers have been to many of us, and we ask You to reward them as only You can. We're asking this in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen.
When I was but a boy in days of childhood, I used to play till evening shadows come. Then winding down an old familiar pathway, I heard my mother call at set of sun. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last. In visions now I see her standing yonder, and her familiar voice I hear once more. The banquet table's ready up in heaven. It's supper time upon the golden strand. Come home, it's supper time. The shadows lengthen fast. Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, praise God. And if you'd like to review this teaching or share it with a mother that you know, you can get a printed transcript or a digital audio file for them. Or you can just point them to our website, heraldsofhope.org, where they can listen to the program whenever it's convenient for them. Now, to request a copy of this teaching in a print or digital format, just send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or call us toll-free at 866-960-9673. 0292. Or mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Just ask for the teaching, A Faithful Mother, either in print or in a digital audio file. To review today's program or to listen to previous programs, log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen when it's convenient for you. If you would like to connect with us on social media, just search for Heralds of Hope and follow us on our various social media platforms. Now, once again, we invite you to help support this ministry financially by donating securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number 866-960-0292. You can also mail your gift to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. We depend on God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. And your gift will allow us to continue sharing biblical teaching each week with tens of thousands of people who hear our Bible teaching broadcasts in their native language. If you'd like to know more about Heralds of Hope, just log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, where you can learn how we use media to make disciples of Jesus Christ to fulfill the Great Commission in our lifetime. And don't forget, you can request a printed transcript or a digital audio file of this teaching, A Faithful Mother. Thanks again for joining us today for the Voice of Hope. And if this is the first time you've tuned in, we hope you'll become a regular listener. As we close the program, thank God that He rescued you from sin and made you His child.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea.
Everybody that lives around